And welcome back to the Living Truth Ministries podcast. We have some exciting things happening this month in December. As you know, my name is Stacy Caglin. But after the beginning of the year, when I return with our new series, I will have a new name as I am getting married on December 21st, 2023. You will then know me as Stacy Patriarchius. And that is how I will begin my new series in 2024. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you are too. And I hope you enjoy today's podcast. Today is our very last episode of this series, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do. But don't worry, our new series, Battle for the Body, kicks off the first week of January 2024. I am your host, Stacy Caglin, and today's lesson is entitled Victory for the Valley. In today's lesson, we will wrap up all we've learned in a very simple conclusion. We will learn to reap what we sow and release the blessing of God upon our lives. We will learn what it means to truly rest in God's promises. Last week, we learned when, where, and how to praise God and why we should. We learned how to reverse the curse and how God can turn it into a blessing. Most importantly, we learned that when we don't know what to do, we would be wise if we just begin to give God praise. Focus our eyes upon God, and He will destroy the enemy's plans against our lives. Now, let's give God our praises as I declare this proclamation from Isaiah 55:10-11. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it, without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is thy word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Victory in the Valley. Dead bodies littered the plains as the sun rose over the wilderness that morning. The curse of the enemy was reversed. Their military forces actually turned against one another and self-destructed. What a victory for Jehoshaphat, a man who at one time confessed he didn't know what to do. And what a tremendous victory you will experience when you apply the same steps he took to confront your own difficult dilemmas. In the closing verses of 2 Chronicles 20, there are four results of reversing the curse of the enemy. Benefits, which you will also experience when you learn to triumph in impossible situations. Let's first learn about reaping. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they can carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. 2 Chronicles 20:25. God not only delivered his people from their foes, he enriched them with the spoil of the enemy. It took 3 days to gather all those valuables. Jesus has conquered your enemy. Satan was defeated at the cross of Calvary, and it took Jesus 3 days to carry away the spoils of the enemy. Stand in the place where you are, turn your attention to God, and begin to praise him, for the victory is won. The Bible reveals that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree." Galatians 3:13. When Jesus died on Calvary, he not only died for your sin, he redeemed you from every curse. You can reverse the curses in your life by appropriating the power of the blood of Jesus. But as in every other spiritual victory, the blood must be applied. In the Old Testament account of the Passover in Egypt, it was not the fact that the blood of the lamb was shed that affected the deliverance. The blood was applied to the door of the houses, and then the destroyer did not come near that residence. The blood of Jesus has power to reverse curses over your life, but you must apply that blood in order for it to be effective. You may ask how to apply it. You apply it as you snatch your unsaved mate from Satan's evil clutches. Exercise your rightful authority over your children. You apply it as you take control of your finances, and as you take authority in every area where the enemy has established a dwelling place. Releasing. And on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Baraka, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Baraka until this day. 2 Chronicles 20:25-26. The Valley of Baraka was located between Bethlehem, where David was anointed as king of Israel, and Hebron, where he fortified his refuge against the enemy Saul. Baraka means blessing, so the place of blessing is situated between the anointing and the refuge. The word bless occurs 410 times in the Bible. It means to cause to prosper, be happy and favored, blessed in every way and in every area of life. Just as a curse is initiated by words, the Bible reveals it is possible to release a blessing by what you say. When God created the first man and woman, he blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply. After the flood, God blessed Noah and his sons. The central element of God's covenant with Abraham was, "I will bless you and you will be a blessing." Genesis 12:2-3. The Old Testament patriarchs understood the power of the blessing, for they customarily extended it to their children before they died. A good example of this is the extensive record of Jacob blessing his children in Genesis 49, which was subsequently fulfilled in minute detail. We see this concept of blessing permeating the New Testament record. During his first sermon, Jesus pronounced a blessing. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake." Matthew 5:3-11. Jesus also blessed the children who were brought to him. "Then there were brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, Suffer the little children, and forbid them not to come unto me. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and blessed them." Matthew 19:13-15. While hanging in agony on the cross, Jesus blessed his tormentors. And the last thing he did before ascending back into heaven was to lift his hands and bless his disciples. "And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted his hands and blessed them." Luke 24:50. From these biblical examples, it is evident that the blessing is released by spoken word of authority. This means you can speak a blessing over your son, daughter, mate, and every negative circumstance of life. You have the authority through the Word of God not only to bind the work of the enemy in their lives, but to release God's blessing upon them. When you speak a blessing, it can never be reversed. Remember the Old Testament account of Jacob, who through deception received the blessing intended for his brother Esau. Their father Israel could do nothing to reverse the blessing after it was given, even though it was deceitfully attained. But he said, "Your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing." Genesis 27:35. A blessing cannot be reversed, but a curse can. Immediately after his victory over the enemy, Jehoshaphat gathered God's people together to reverse the curse of the bad report brought by the great multitude. God's people blessed the Lord, and as they did, their blessing reversed every curse of the enemy. The valley where the enemy intended to slay them became the Baraka, the valley of blessing, rejoicing. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, with Jehoshaphat in front of them, to go back to Jerusalem with joy. For the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. So they came to Jerusalem with stringed instruments and harps and trumpets, to the house of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 20:27-28. The people assembled in the house of the Lord before going out to battle, and returned thereafter their victory with tremendous joy, praise, and music. If we would venture out in faith to confront our enemies, instead of hiding and cowering in fear, perhaps we too would assemble with more joy when we come to the house of the Lord. Resting. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. Then the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest all around. 2 Chronicles 20:29-30. Israel's victory fostered in their neighbors a reverence for God. They recognized it is dangerous to fight those who have God with them, and as a result, Jehoshaphat had rest all around. Enemy forces were still encamped just over the hill and across the streams, but they were not a threat to Jehoshaphat because God gave him rest. You will be surrounded by enemy forces as long as you are in this world, but you do not have to be troubled by them. Never again will you wring your hands and lament, "I just don't know what to do." You will be too busy in your valley, reaping the spoils from your enemy, reversing the curse by releasing the blessing, and rejoicing over the victory and resting in God. I hope you have enjoyed this series as much as I have. Always remember, when you don't know what to do, you can start by lifting up praise to God. You can never go wrong with that strategy. Please stay tuned in, because I'm going to give you an introduction to the new series that starts next month. You won't want to miss it. The new series is entitled Battle for the Body. In this new series, we will learn about the spiritual battle that we may or may not know that we are in. Whether you are aware that we are in a continuous spiritual battle, or you are a brand new follower of Christ, this series will help open your spiritual eyes so that you can become more aware and prepared to overcome long-term issues that you cannot overcome in the natural. You will be equipped with new knowledge and new tools to fight the good fight. If you are on Team Jesus, you will never lose, because God goes before us into the battle. I will go before you and will level the mountains. I will break down the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summoned you by name. Isaiah 45:2-6. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Deuteronomy 31:8-9. I am delighted to begin this new teaching series, which will kick off at the start of the new year of 2024. I hope you will join me as we discover the two spiritual kingdoms, what our place is, and how to effectively fight the good fight in the invisible war for our very soul and body. I hope to see you then. And until then, may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you, and may he keep you in all your ways. And may you have a great rest of the year.
We hope you enjoyed this series, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do. If you want to download Stacy's series, you can go to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. And click on What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do tab on top of the website. On that page, you will be able to listen or download her series. Stacy will be taking a break, but will return after the first of the year with her new series, Battle for the Body. Keep watching for it. You will not want to miss this. You'll want to attend her new series. Email Stacy and tell her your thoughts, or ask her questions about the series she's teaching. Her email is stacy@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's stacy@ltm4christ.com. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by visiting www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.